This episode is supported by The Kardashians, now streaming exclusively on Disney+. The cameras return to document Hollywood's most infamous family, inviting viewers back into their lives for a fifth season. Watch Kris, Courtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie as they navigate motherhood, co-parenting, and growing their empires. This season, the Kardashian-Jenner family is focused on staying connected despite busy schedules and the tensions of fame. Tune in for unfiltered access to fresh drama with exes, sibling rivalry, and intense business ventures. And when you watch, you'll see what's actually happening behind the scenes and beyond the headlines. See for yourself how things really went down. Season 5 has more family, more glamour, and more access than ever before. This family always keeps things interesting. New season of The Kardashians, now streaming exclusively on Disney+.
Once upon a beat,
join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat. Once upon a beat,
join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once upon a beat.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Bros. I'm Ronnie, that's Ben.
Hi everyone, how's it going?
We're in the same space.
Yeah.
Because that's how we're just rolling. It's our European style.
Yeah. I am wearing this sweatshirt for like the fifth day in a row. I'm just wearing the same outfit day after day after day here in Europe. Because, of course, I packed like it would be 85 degrees. And I was like, let me just bring a sweatshirt just in case. And that's my look. Sweatshirt. Every single day. Great sweatshirt.
So. Yeah. I'm changing my look every day. But it's still just Old Navy shirts. So I might as well be in the same thing every day. I don't know why I bought so many damn shirts. Also, laundry costs $5 million.
Yes. So. And this is, we're going on a week now being in Europe. I've been run ragged. I'm not going to lie.
I'm tired.
I'm dead. I am.
I don't know that we needed 3 weeks here. I'm done. This was fun. Love y'all's choosing to drive on the other side of the street.
A lot of walking.
I'm just kidding. I know we started.
We're having
that.
The best time. The best time, but it is like.
I'm tired.
It's a lot. It's a lot going on here, guys.
Yeah. But here we are. We're not too tired to do this, that's for sure. This is the relief coming to do the podcast. The rest of it's like, okay, now it's time to walk a bit. All right, we're going to walk for a stretch, shall we? Let's just stretch our legs a little bit. Come on, get out there, move those legs, breathe in the fresh air. Am I supposed to breathe in that fresh air? It's wet. It's wet air. I'm going to drown if I keep breathing the goddamn air. England.
It's His Majesty's wet air. So,
no, we love it here. Yesterday, yeah. We went to a gourmet mall. Well, it was like a mall of gourmet things.
What's we, it called? Why am I blanking?
Stunson and Hollards.
No.
Hudson and Collards.
For Mason. They went there on Top Chef.
Mason Putnam, and...
Mason, no, I've got to look
up. Putnam. Putnam's.
Macy's. It was Macy's.
Putnam's.
Putt. No, Putnam. It's not
Fortnum.
Fortnum and Mason.
Fortnum and Mason, darling. Fortnum and Mason.
Fortnum and Mason. We went there Fortnum for afternoon and tea. We had the best time. We were, of course, one of several Americans that were there. Being like, ooh, British culture.
Yeah, but it was like a tourist trap, and they had this big faker as the waiter, and he's like, hello, welcome to high tea. What may I offer you? Liar. His ass went back to the kitchen like, he's fucking fat. He's out there asking for more coffee. We don't serve coffee. We serve goddamn tea up in here.
Hey, Nathan, you got another teapot ready for me for Americans? Okay, Nathan, thanks so much, Nathan. Hello. Your teapot has arrived.
Mm. Would you like to order your own things? That's how we do it here in England.
Yeah, and he was an aggressive cake pusher, because at the end he was like, does anyone here have any room for some white chocolate and raspberry cake? It's part of the experience. And we're like, no, we're full. Like, but it's part of the experience. Yeah. Like, no. It's like, well, I'll come back and see if you still want it, because it's part of the experience. I'll come back when you want.
Yeah, and then he would keep coming back every 10 minutes and go, no, it's time for the cake.
Would you like the cake?
And I was like, what is with this cake pusher? Is there a whiteboard in the back? But this guy has to, like, whoever does it gets a pen. Like, what is it? And then finally he sold it because he knows we're Americans who just spent $100 on
each
finger sandwiches.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're pissed. And so he comes, well, not pissed, but you know what I mean. And then he comes back and he's like, are you sure about the cake? It is complimentary.
We'll have it. We'll take it right now. I bought you a lemon tart too. We were like, we know it was going to be like a $50 piece of cake, but as soon as he said it was complimentary, we're like, we'll take it.
We'll take it. And listen, you know, we're joking about being tired and stuff, but we're actually in a country that serves you cake. There's like a special meal for cake.
Yeah.
And then for dessert, they serve you more cake. So you know what? I'm moving here. I may be tired, but I think I'm tired because I have to go back home. If my home was at the cake place, I'd be fine.
Yeah. You know? And what was cool about the Fornum & Mason tea service or tea lounge or whatever, tea room, was that it basically looked identical to the Something About Her interiors. And Something About Her opened up this week. So I was like feeling a little bit of FOMO, like, oh my God, like we could have gone to Something About Her, the opening would have been so funny for the podcast. But we basically were there. Except
we were there
on like a much larger and like 100-year-old version of it, you know?
More tables.
More tables and more British accents.
More British accents. Less.
So, yeah. Do you want a caprese? So it's been fun.
Hey tea. KT.
So
Would you like the Darjeeling?
So we're really excited because tonight we have our London show. At long last, the London show is tonight. So anyone who for some reason has missed this entirely, it is sold out. So thank you to everyone who bought tickets. And we are recapping the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Amsterdam episode, as in Amsterdam. We all know the episode, Lisa Rinna throwing the glass, etc. Tomorrow night, we're actually in Dublin, and we're doing Shamrocks and Ashamed, which is the famous Ireland episode of Real Housewives of Orange County. That is with Shannon and Tamra in the bus, Tamra hyperventilating into the camera. It's going to be great. And then next week, we are back in England, in Birmingham, and we're going to be doing A Case of the Vickies, which is the Iceland episode where Vicky has to be carted off and puts a towel on her head in case anyone were to see her.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a lot of fun over the next few days here
on the podcast. Okay, let's move on to Summer House. So this is the penultimate episode of Summer House. And next week, we get to watch Carl finally wuss out and make his declaration of leaving Lindsay.
Is that a supersized episode next week?
I don't know.
Did you look it up?
I didn't.
Why didn't you look it up?
Well, I'm busy. But, is it digesting multiple cakes?
Shouldn't you be looking it up if it's our show?
Could you treat me with a little bit of tenderness?
I'm just trying to ask questions.
Could you treat me with a little bit of tenderness downstairs?
Like, this is our show, and this is like our future, and if I can't even ask questions, then like, what's even the point?
What I really need you to treat me with a little love and tenderness is what I need. Less questions. All your questions make me feel like you're questioning me hardly.
Oh my God.
It's almost like you don't trust me. I've been traumatized by questions, traumatized by them. Let's just British do the Carl. Whole thing like we're on the BBC.
British Carl.
You look great, by the way.
You look great, by the way.
You look great.
Would you like more cake? Oh, I just want some more like salt and tender cake, please.
Please just give me some softness and tenderness, babe.
Carl.
All I'm doing is asking you questions. You're the man who's going to impregnate me with the baby.
What about a little bit of a, you know, that's amazing, babe. And I can't believe you got this opportunity, babe.
I can't go through a geriatric pregnancy with someone who's not willing to be there with the job.
Babe, put your kilograms on me.
put your kilograms on me. How many liters is that baby going to be? Also, can we stop calling things geriatric? I don't like the term geriatric pregnancy. They didn't even say it in this, but it's still just so on my mind because, you know, like we all start freaking out at a certain age because they're like, your geriatric pregnancy, is it? Your little baby's got a cane. It's already shitting itself in your womb. Like, can we stop? Can we come up with a nicer name? How about later in life pregnancy?
Well, we are in Britain, which always has nice ways of saying simple things. So I feel like we could come up with something that sounds British. Instead of geriatric pregnancy, maybe something like... a bit past her time pregnancy.
Late afternoon cookie.
She's just a bit late to the party pregnancy.
I like everything just based on cookies and crisps. Okay. So, guys, it's also huge news because...
it's a stale biscuit.
It's basically like the finale of The Apprentice where... someone wins a business. And it's Danielle, the CEO, the winning CEO. What does she call herself? The something in CEO?
She's a founder and CEO. You would know that if you were a founder and CEO, Ronnie.
From founder and CEO.
As a founder,
and CEO.
She's an A. She's an A F A C F A C. As a founder and CEO. So that's her acronym. Danielle, we've been talking all summer. We were like, all summer, like all season. About, like, whatever happened to Danielle's app. And so finally the show's like, oh, yeah, remember she has an app? Guess what? It's launching now out of nowhere.
Yeah, she has an app. It's called Dawn.
Dawn.
But not like Le Dawn, who makes Lauren squirt on Vanderpump Rules. I don't know if anybody's forgotten that. I hope not, because I'm going to remind you of it every couple of weeks. I squirt it.
squirt.
Le Dawn gave me the juicy squirts. No, this is Dawn, D-O-N-N-E, because to Dawn... means to put on, like right. you donned a sweater. You wore a sweater.
Yeah. Also,
you got splooged all over and left a bed soaking wet in Reno.
No, I was gonna say also like in French the word donner means to give. So I thought it was a play on that. It's like you're putting something on, but you're also giving something. But I don't think that Danielle got that far apparently in her wordplay. So instead, it's just like it's like a French spelling of the word Don, the English word Don. So,
well, in American English, Don is also a comedian, Don Rickles, who Erica Jane's husband looks like.
Mm.
Hey, Erica, go to your room. So it could have been that, just a whole app on Don Rickles jokes.
I was like, finally, there's an app for looking like Don Johnson. You know, it took 40 years, but now I know where to get my white blazer.
What blazer goes with these capris?
Look it up on Dawn.
So yeah, it's Dawn, and she's super excited, okay, and everybody starts arriving, and yeah. Lauren, I guess, is the girl who put together the party, and she's like, the main hangout's here, then we've got digital going on the walls, DJ's bumping fat beats over here. She's like, oh my god, is that Club Send It?
Yeah, this was like a Club Send It pop-up experience in the middle of Midtown. This is a very exciting scene. We had lots of Summer House cameos. It was like Lindsay's bridal shower where there were a lot of Summer House cameos. I just want to say, in this scene, we got to see Alex from like a few seasons ago, and we got to see Chris, who actually has lines. So of course we see Chris. We saw that girl from Winterhouse in the background. What's her name? The bleach blonde one who came for Sam. Sam was also in the scene, right? We see Brian Benny, and there was like one other Summer House. Anyway, it was like a night of 1,000 stars.
There was so much mediocre going on. The walls turned actual beige. Yeah. Just everything just turned beige in there. But yeah, let's see what happened at this party. Dawn.
Danielle tells
so
us what
the app is. Basically, okay, so I guess you upload your clothes to the app and then it picks what clothes are good for you. I don't know if Danielle has seen herself dress lately, but she went on Watch What Happens Live a couple weeks ago, and the outfit she wore was Ina Garten's outfit.
Yes.
From literally every episode of that show. And people made tons of memes about it. I don't need your dressing app, ma'am. Okay. Well,
but this episode, she was also really playing with bangs. I think we saw maybe last episode too, like a look where she has like some severe bangs going on, which like I support the hipster quality of that, but you know,
do
I don't
support
know.
Hipster bangs? I don't.
But I don't think it was really the right look for her.
I don't support.
What are you looking for?
A pen. Is there a pen over there?
There's no. Okay, let me look and see if there's a pen. I don't see a pen. Do you need a spoon?
No, I'm good. A spoon, yes.
There's a spoon.
I'm going to write things with it.
It's not working. Mine is running with a spoon.
Yeah, so she basically you put together different outfits. Okay, but this means you have to take a picture of everything. So imagine emptying your closet and taking a picture of every little thing, and then you trust an app to put it all together. I do not. This app is stupid. This idea is stupid, and it already exists. I suggest doing what you know. That's what they say. Do what you know. Mm-hmm. Danielle just needs an app called, like, Want a Party?
Yeah.
And it's just sad people who need somebody to do coke with and, like, fuck them.
Yeah,
and
I don't know if I don't know if I trust Danielle's AI on this app. That's mm-hmm. gonna like is it gonna be like a crowdsource thing? Like you upload your thing, your clothes, and people say like, she's oh, you should wear this with this.
She's got stylists on retainer. What's she saying here? Like, I've got stylists on retainer. Ooh. So I guess there's stylists that look it over and put stuff together.
I don't know. I feel like this just feels like an app that should have come out like 8 years ago. Doesn't it feel like we're past this with apps? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't want my closet in my app.
I just, yeah, having to upload all that stuff. But I mean, it could be really fun. I mean, Lord knows I need the help, you know. Although if you rock a simple gray sweatshirt and jeans every single day, you kind of don't need this app.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to us yeah. as well. Like yeah. my whole suitcase is Old Navy. So I don't really need an app. I've already got an app. It's called the Old Navy website.
You know? Yep.
The Old Navy website is my app where I go on to look to see what hot people would look like in my outfits. Mm-hmm. It's really helpful.
Anyway, Jesse Salomon shows up at the party. He's all smiles, but then again, he's like literally all smiles all the time. And, he's in a very good mood because he basically is cancer free. So he shows up and
everything. That's a good reason, but it's like not a letdown that he doesn't have cancer. Like, who would say that? I really don't mean it that way, but they really built it up. And then they're like, what is just last week? His mom's like, oh my God, Jesse might have it again. What are we going to do? The whole life was thrown upside down last time. Jesse. And Jesse's like, Mom, it's all right, Mom. It's all right. Let's hug here at the bridge. Let's hug at the bridge, Mom. We're going to just wait for the call. And then the next week he's like, don't have it. Can't believe you even thought I had it. I had calcium on my nut. It's like a water filter that I hadn't changed. It's basically a Brita that I hadn't changed. I've been drinking basically tap water with my balls.
I didn't even know. They didn't even text me to say the results. You know they had to tell me. They had to actually make up a fake account on Tinder and say, hey, you're pretty hot. And I said, thanks. And she goes, by the way, it's calcium in your nuts. Gotcha, doctor.
Gotcha. My nuts are calcium heavy, but cancer free, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, where am I now? So, I'm really not reading notes, to be honest.
Yeah, so you scroll down a little bit. He basically is like, he's talking about how it was just like, it's really an emotional moment and et cetera. And he doesn't want to think about the past. The past doesn't really do it for me. So then Danielle's like, guys, you want to meet my mom?
You know who says that? Young people. The past doesn't do anything for me. The past does everything for me, okay? Your resentments, so as you get older, your resentments start to die. And it's very important to keep them alive. Look at your past and remember what you hate.
Yeah.
There's my advice.
Hey, Jesse, we can't wait to see your future film presently in the future. It's like I took a time machine to actually right now. It's like he rides in the car and it just stops and he gets out. It's like, wow, that's great. It's like, didn't you ride the time machine? He's like, no, I set the time machine to like right now. I don't want to go to the past.
Yeah. Okay, so we meet people. This whole episode is people saying hello, by the way. We should have warned
hello,
you.
Hello, hello,
hello. So who's Ada?
That's the mom. So that's Aida, it looks like, is Danielle's mom. Mm. And we're saying, hi, nice to meet you, nice to meet you. We're seeing all these cameos.
Okay, so then Lindsay. So Lindsay's saying hi to Danielle's mom and stuff, and Carl's there. And Lindsay's like, since last Sunday, I have just been walking on eggshells around Carl. And then I've been like, why are there eggshells around here? And he's like, oh my God, you're torture. Why are you abusing me?
I just need you to be like a little softer and more tender with the eggshells. Because it's like, why are you breaking all the eggs around me?
Carl can't even eat an egg. It's just like a hard-boiled egg. He's like, I just wish you were, like, softer. I just wish you were softer.
Carl, what sort of egg are you having? Oh, well, I'm going to have an egg. But what type? Did you ask? Did you, like, figure out what type of egg you have? Yeah, I figured it out. It's just like a preliminary discussion about, like, what sort of egg.
Well, it's a discussion yourself. You're the only one who has to choose what sort of egg you're going to have.
Yeah, it's just like, I just, like, wish you had, like, a little more support for, like, what sort of eggs I'm going to have this morning. That's all.
Yeah, this is a hard boiled egg. Okay, but it's really hurting my feelings.
Not that you care, but it's a hard boiled egg. It took me a lot. Like, this is like literally my dream to have a hard boiled egg right now.
So let's see. Some more people hug Jesse and stuff. And then Paige comes and she's like, oh my God, this looks adorable. You did such a good job. Do you believe me? I'm going into acting. You're an idiot. I hate your app. It's stupid.
Bye. It's so amazing that you created an app that could have one quarter of my fashion sense.
Oh my God, I love all these options. Fabulous, looks great, killing it. Could you add a D here for please die? That would be great.
So what did you name your app? Did you name it Craig? Sorry, that's just the word I usually say for stupid.
Chicken.
Chicken.
So then Jesse, they're like, Carl's like, oh, do you tell any ladies in your life that you don't have cancer?
And Jesse's like, hey, leave it up to Carl
to think about, like, so has your not having cancer gotten you laid this week?
Jesse's like, yeah, hey, by the way, I saw you pulling out of the driveway by yourself, and I was like, And then we see a flashback to Carl driving off because he was mad that Lindsay decided to go to Montauk or something. So,
not or something. He got mad at Lindsay for taking a little space when he wouldn't even take her suitcase home. Yeah. And how do we not have an ending about the suitcase? Lindsay's why is Lindsay letting everything go? You know, this whole season, people online are like, Lindsay's a terrorist. Blah, blah, blah. Lindsay's such a monster. Why are you standing up for Lindsay? Blah, blah, blah. No. Lindsay's caused every terrorist attack in this country. Lindsay is the reason we have to take so long to go through airport security, etc. And now look, Lindsay, the man left her suitcase and she didn't even say anything. Where are the people apologizing online saying, Lindsay, I'm sorry?
Yeah. So we have actually really been, I think, very vocal about pointing out Carl's contributions to this failed engagement. One thing I will say critical of Lindsay is that, like, for her to act blindsided that this engagement was not going to work out is kind of ridiculous, because it's just every week these two are just even more and more miserable. I don't know how anyone could be blindsided that this was not going to work out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, if you're just used to car wrecks all the time, it's just like, what? That's another car wreck. Normal. Yeah.
You know, a fish doesn't know it's in water. So fish doesn't understand what it's like to be wet.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Peyton, it's happening. We're finally being recognized for being very online.
It's about damn time. I mean, it's hard work being this opinionated.
And correct.
You're such a Leo.
All the time. Yeah. So if you're looking for a home for your worst opinions.
If you're a hater first and a lover of pop culture second.
Then join me, Hunter Harris.
And me, Peyton Dix, the host of Wondery's newest podcast, Let Me Say This.
As beacons of truth and connoisseurs of mess, we are scouring the depths of the internet so you don't have to.
We're obviously talking about the biggest gossip and celebrity news.
Like, it's not a question of if Drake got his body done, but when.
You are so messy for that, but we will be giving you the B-sides, don't you worry. The deep cuts, the niche, the obscure.
Like that one photo of Nicole Kidman after she finalized her divorce from Tom Cruise.
Mother, a mother to many. Follow Let Me Say This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to episodes everywhere on May 22nd, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app on Apple Podcasts.
I'm Elena, an autopsy technician.
And I'm Ash, a hairstylist.
And we just love swapping stories about all of the morbid things that fascinate us.
And if you do too, join us on our podcast, Morbid. It's a safe space to let your weirdo flag fly.
On Morbid, we cover dark historical events, sinister science, unnerving paranormal events, and sordid high society murders.
We also dive deep into the most notorious crimes in history.
Our podcast is grounded in rigorous and painstaking research. We're also not afraid to read a
We keep it weird because a dash of snark is necessary to get through grotesque true tales of demented minds.
So follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So Carl, so Jesse's asking Carl about like their situation. Carl's like, oh yeah, well, I slept in another room on Monday night. Yeah, it was like really hard. I basically slept in the Kia. I moved the Kia into the apartment. I slept inside it. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Lindsay moved her cardboard cutout into the room that I was sleeping in, so I still had somebody not being soft or tender.
Well, I was going to sleep in another room, but we had a situation where Siri asked me if I want to turn the lights off, and I just was like, why are so many questions, Siri? Just, like, support me right
why
now.
Why are you asking so many questions? My alarm went off, and it was like, snooze. I was like, how dare you?
Yeah, you know, one of the reasons why I have not been able to send my resume. How dare you?
How dare you?
One of the reasons why I haven't been able to send my resume out so much is because if you forget to save it, the computer's like, do you want to save it? I'm like, oh, just give me some support for this resume right now. That's all I need. Oh, so.
You know what? Like, think about my career. Like, listen, I'm going to do what's best for me. Get a job, Carl. Get a fucking job. Lindsay's not telling you what to do. She's asking you what the fuck you're talking about, bro.
She's like, what are you been sitting on your ass for a year and a half claiming that you needed to like figure out your shit after a lover boy. And then when she says, okay, have you figured shit out because we're going to get married and we need to have income. We need to think about these things. Your instinct is to say, I'm going to go back to lover boy after all that.
Oh, I'm going to spend $20,000 to get over the trauma that Kyle put me through at lover boy. Cannot wait to go back to lover boy. Cause I have not been to any job interview since. So better. Fucking loser. And he's like, and I just wanted to trust that I'm going to make a good decision. Make one. You know what I mean? Baby steps. Make one. Just start with one.
Yeah. I think she just wants a decision, whether it's good or bad. So, meanwhile, cut over.
I'm an intelligent person, so I'm just annoyed.
Yeah. I'm a real intelligent person. So
stop hanging on every car right now, mostly because I'm out of them.
So Lindsay and Paige are talking, and Lindsay's like, do you want to sit over there, maybe? And Paige is like, oh my god, can we sit there? I just, like, love the opportunity to get on my feet. And Paige is like, no, I, like, love sitting. I was like, I think
Ronnie... How have these two not been friends?
I was like, this spoke to Ronnie right now.
It did. It's a weird season for me, really, really everywhere. Yeah. I'm just falling in love with new people every turn. Like, I've always liked Paige and thought she was funny, but... I'm in love.
Paige is having a banner season. I've always been a Paige fan.
Yeah. And these two sitting on the couch together and just bonding over how much standing sucks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just beautiful. It's like a rom-com.
Is it possible that Carl has been the one pitting Paige and Lindsay against each other? Because don't forget, when Paige came onto the show, Carl was like sweating Paige. You know, he was like going after her, you know, taking her out on Wednesday morning dates to have pancakes and things like that. And then,
she's totally into me. Oh.
Yeah, so like maybe he was the one who like bred the real acrimony between the two women for so many years. Mm. It would match his playbook.
Yeah, it would. I'm not going to put it past him, but I just don't. The only thing that doesn't ring true is it just requires effort, which I don't see Carl putting into anything ever.
Yeah, that's true too.
Or forethought.
So, Craig is there too, by the way. He's like, hey, chicken. So he sits down, and Lynn's like, did Paige tell you about the astrological reader? And we have a flashback to that lady who is swinging her, like, H&M pendant, you know, over a thing. And
Paige is just like, okay, is Lindsay stupid? Yes. Is Lindsay trash? Yes. Does Lindsay know how to dress? No. Okay. How old is Lindsay? Oh, my God, it won't stop. All right, I stopped it at 97. I was just being kind.
Is there any way that Lindsay and I could ever become friends? Yes. Is it because we both like to sit? Oh, okay. I guess that's the way in.
So then they're talking about whether Craig and Paige are going to move to the same city.
And Paige,
I've had enough of this conversation. I'm done. I don't care if you move to the same city anymore. Okay? Just don't plan on moving to the same city.
Yeah.
You know, no one needs Craig around full time, okay? The man stabs walls. Just have your baby, have your mom help you raising the baby, and Craig can still come in once every couple of weeks. Or send the baby to Craig.
Yeah.
You know, Whitney and Patricia will be great alternate parents.
Whitney will be very confused. It's like trying to do like the hanger game, trying to move the baby food into the hanger. It's like, oh, does the hanger open? How's this working in, mother? Oh, Whitney, come on now. You don't even understand how to use your own private plane and a private baby hanger. I'm just a failure as a mother now.
So, he's like, I guess we're going to have to cross that bridge when it comes to it. I mean, I guess we're probably going to avoid that discussion. And Peter's like, yeah, I avoid that. So is Craig going to move to New York? Guys, I'm not having this conversation anymore. I'm done. Figure it out. Okay, so Lindsay's like, so are you coming out this weekend, Craig? And he's got an engagement party. And now Sierra, let's say hello to Sierra. Sierra and Wes.
This is just more hello. Sierra says hello. Wes says hello. Gabby says hello. This Everyone is a lot says of hello.
You guys, there's no shame in having a 14 episode season instead of a 15. It's okay.
Yeah, Sierra's talking to Paige about her date with West, and she says that West's dad sent him all these sent her all these videos about how to ride a horse and things like that. And Gabby is like, hey West, so are you like afraid to take that next step and commit? And he's like, that's too long. You took too long to answer that. So that's enough.
And then Carl is talking to Danielle, and he's like, hey, just like one piece of advice. Like, just imagine everybody's like butt naked, and then they have to use your app to get dressed. You got this.
Yeah.
You got this.
And none of them have veneers. So, yeah, you got it. You got it. You can do this.
Just know, even if you fail miserably right now and earn nothing, Carl will offer you something.
Yeah. Just remember that if you just fail at everything, make terrible decisions, and actually, even if you can even make a decision in the first place, it'll still work out well for you. Oh, that's right. That's right. You're a woman. So, no, not at that at all. Sorry.
So, Jim, the Dawn co-founder, comes up, and it's time to give a speech, okay? Yeah. So, Danielle's like, guys, I truly wish I was off book here.
Everyone's like, that's okay. We all wish we were off this party right now somewhere else.
For the first time in my life, I wish I was on books. Meaning I wish I had one to read. Because, wow.
Craig's looking under Danielle's feet to see where the book is.
There's no actual book when you're off book.
So so she does this whole thing, a whole spiel like, hi, I am Danielle. Hey, have you ever wanted to attract the hottest balloon guy in the Hamptons? Use our app. You'll dress better, and it'll be better. Thanks, Mom. I dedicate this to you.
You have a digital copy of your entire wardrobe. Now, Dawn will make countless outfit recommendations right before you even have your morning coffee.
For instance, want to look chic for a good day-to-night look? Try a balloon doggy. Wrap it around yourself. Sorry, our AI was built by my hookup.
Want to find Dick? Wear pirate sleeves and stand in a room with Phillips Hughes lights.
Want to get some real straight girl talk about how you're doing you do the most and he does the least? I'm your girl.
For example, you need crop top, jeans, dick.
Every download of Dawn comes with a complimentary one-week pass on the LIRR. So what are you waiting for? Not the train.
Crop top jeans dick pie chart. It's like, Danielle, this app makes no sense. But just don't trust us. Ask everyone else on the app. Okay. I'm going to. We need to.
We will.
Our homework before the next week is to download Dom and ask people on the app about Dom, our clothes.
Yeah. we're in Britain. I wonder if there's like a different app store here. Let's see. Let's take a look.
Let's see. Here it's called the App Store.
Here it's called Silly Person Store.
The App Market.
Oops, that's the podcast. Okay, App Store.
That's podcast.
We're going to the application
let's
store.
Let's get to the applications market.
Stay up to date with notifications. Not now. We're trying. Okay, let's look up Dawn.
Dawn. D-O-N-N-E. Dawny McKechnie. All right. It's Donna McKechnie's brother.
Oh, always something to wear.
Let's see.
Oh,
what are the reviews?
Well,
there's no reviews.
There's so many. Listen, this may take a while to sort through all 10 reviews.
Oh, good God.
3.5 stars.
The first review says, send it. Looking for Dick. Anyone have Dick? Would you like to do shots?
All right, let's read the reviews. Okay, oh God, it's a long description. Okay, so...
3.5 stars.
Here's one. Here's a 5-star review that says, I truly... an absolute lifesaver. I truly have a shopping, and then, once purchased, an organizational problem, leaving my closet chaotic at best. I am so thankful for this app to organize my brain around outfit choices and inventory so I can start my day stress-free and looking my best. Thanks, bot.
Yeah, thanks, Danielle.
Do we have any... is that the only testimony? That was it. That was it.
Well, guys, get on there. Let's read some reviews. I'm going to get on there later and put my new capri pants in with my other new capri pants and see what it gives me. Hopefully it says capri pants because I've got a lot of them. Okay, so she gives her speech. Sounds, you know,
There is this, by the way, there is an app called Donna. And that has 21 reviews, and it's doing much better than Dawn.
Safe women. Protection for women. Well, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, it's like, protect yourself. Don't wear crop tops or jeans.
It's for women living in Latin America, providing them with the tools and resources they need to stay safe and protect their rights. All right. How about that, Donna?
Two apps right in a row they can use.
I thought it was an app for what do you do when you fall over holding a baby, like Melissa's mom did. Donna.
Okay, so...
let's fucking party! Yeah. Commercial break.
Now it's my birthday, Friday, August 25th.
This happened on your birthday while you were, what, at Beyonce? This was happening.
Yeah.
What a great birthday gift to know that on your birthday, Carl and Lindsay were actively crumbling apart.
Yeah, that's super sad. I was like, wow, way to start the year.
And I had COVID. Oh.
So Kyle and Amanda are driving to the Hamptons. Time to go back to the Hamptons. And now they're talking about earrings and stuff. Amanda's like, your parents' pool completely fucking destroyed my earrings, Kyle. They used to be gold and now they look black.
The pool's like, I was doing this for us. Just everything in Kyle's family is like that.
So Kyle's like, I'm just glad we could all come together and like celebrate my dad's 80th, you know, he's badass. He's 80 and he's still partying.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, most people when they're 80, they're basically going to die. But my dad, he's like, let's play the pickleball. I'm like, maybe death is the better option.
I'm literally exhausted. I'm not one of those people that's like, I can't wait to get to 80 and play pickleball. I'm like, I can't wait to get to 80 and be dead. Okay. I'll be dead by then. Please. Just, I'm tired. Okay. Death is nothing but a long nap. Stop worrying about it so much and just give me a goddamn blanket.
So for those who don't remember, Kyle and Amanda had a huge, horrific, like foundationally shattering, like marriage shattering argument last week.
That was dark. I just wished for death. Don't do that. Don't kill me, world.
Well, now they've swept their fight under the rug. Kyle's like, well, Amanda and I are very different. She didn't sign up for this entrepreneurial life. She just signed up for a life of whining and waking up late. So all the stress would come to this. So she has other interests and passions. Wait, air quote, interests and passions. And I don't know, she can go to Old Navy and come up with things to do.
Yeah, but like she's a full-time employee of Loverboy. And if she wasn't, I wouldn't be able to blame her for her failure like I do. But you know, people are counting on us and that's the point. And she's like, I just thought like entrepreneurs start a business and they like sell it within 5 years.
And here we are. It's just like not what I thought married life would look like. It's also not what I thought my earrings would look like after I went swimming. Kyle.
It's not what Kyle's hair would look like. It's not what I thought Kyle's hair would look like. Kyle.
Meanwhile, in the Kia of despair. Ooh, beautiful. In the Kia of despair, Carl and Lindsay are riding along, and Lindsay is clearly trying to just say neutral things. That way Carl doesn't, you know, get all upset. So like,
wow, it kind of looks like we're, like, driving in the apocalypse, you know? Like, race cars. Is that gonna offend you at all?
It's like, yeah, no, it's like the end of the world. Ha ha. Like, making a decision. Ha.
Yeah, that's what the apocalypse is, Carl.
Why are you questioning me?
Well, I'm just saying, it's the apocalypse, and you're saying it's the end of the world. All I'm trying to do is tell you the same thing.
What am I dumb? I feel like every time we talk about the apocalypse, you're just like, oh, it's so mad.
Carl, just because it's called Mad Max does not mean I'm actually mad at you, Carl.
Oh, yeah, you know what this is? This is the apocalypse, where you pick everything apart. It's like, maybe...
Carl, it's like, this is like literally not the end of the world, talking about the apocalypse.
It's like, actually, like, very much exactly what it is. And the fact that you don't even recognize that, like, it's just like rude. It's just like really rude.
So she asks it where Kyle and Amanda, like, why they were in New Hampshire. And he's like, oh, it's Kyle's dad's 80th birthday. She's like,
oh, okay. So are you guys expected to have any follow-up conversations about Loverboy? 80 years old, huh? That's interesting. So old.
And he's like, yeah, so I would like to chat with him some more because I have, like, some things I'd like to share with him about what I've envisioned. Like, I was thinking, like, the conversation can go sort of like this. Yeah, cool. Yeah, no questions. Cool.
So what have you envisioned? He's like,
So, like, a consulting fee per month and, like, commissions on sales. And she goes,
yeah, I want to just make sure that's clarified.
Yeah, so you really are putting a lot of stress on me right now. I'm just, like, trying to, like, have, like, a meeting with a friend and, like, have my dreams come true. Like, why are you doing this to me right now?
Why are you torturing me? So, basically, you're going in there and you're asking for everything that Lindsay was fighting for you last year when everyone called her a terrorist.
But also, like, is that really a vision? I want a consulting fee and a commission on sales. That's more like a negotiation element. Do you have a vision for your role, how you want it to grow, the sort of things you want to do, how you want to build it out, like what your presence is going to be, what your commitment is to the travel?
I'm such a jerk.
This is a lot of questions right now.
So then Danielle and Gabby pull up to the house, and I cannot believe Gabby still drives with Danielle.
I know.
Especially after that ride.
After that whole balloon situation, I'm shocked. Yeah.
So they're talking about, like, where's their phone? What are they going to drink? Are they going to have vodka? Because Danielle's, of course, like, vodka? Are we going to have vodka? Are we going to have shots? We're going to get shit-faced, right? It's dick weekend, right? This is dick-pocalypse. Am I right? This is the apocalypse. Okay?
Gabby's like, oh, my God. So they go inside. And then Kyle and Amanda show up next. And Danielle's like, anyone want a last weekend shot? Last weekend shot! Last weekend shot! Shot, 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 shot. So, like, great. Thanks. Thanks, Danielle. So, more bags arrive and everything. And so
this is literally another 10 minutes of saying hello, by the way. Scrolling through these notes like, hello, hello, hi, 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 love your outfit. Hello, hello, hello. Love your outfit. Hi, hi, love your outfit. Love your outfit.
When are Craig and Paige moving into weather? Yeah. And they're also, by the way, like, Amanda's giving Jesse a hug because she didn't get to hug him. Like, congratulations.
Kyle sees Lindsay and he goes, oh, wow, you're very boob forward today. She goes, yeah. And he's like, it's like peekaboo. Your boobs are a window into your soul. Yeah, and you're a boob. Her boobs are a window into your soul, okay? They're a mirror into your soul. You boob.
Yeah.
So Kyle's like, hold on. There's a lot of hellos.
It's just a lot of hellos. And then they're asking about Paige, about Craig, because Craig is not here this weekend because he has something to go to. But he was there the whole week in New York. And Paige's like, yeah, Craig and I have, like, a very interesting relationship. I think he wants me to need him more. That's just, like, not my personality. I just don't need stupid people in my life. So I just, like, try to give him a little, you know, like, hey, I would die without you. But, like, let's be honest. I would literally live without him. Like, I would actually do the exact opposite of die. I would actually thrive without him. He's just funny, though.
I just tell Craig I love him a lot, but I don't remind him that it's opposite day.
It's not that I would die without him. I just would die without the option to throw little pebbles at his head.
So she's like, okay, we need to get changed for dinner. So you guys haven't even looked at my outfit. Take a look at it. Get a mental picture. Here you go, in case you wanted to see it with sunglasses. Here's your shot. Guess where it's not from? Old Navy. Sorry, I was not paid enough to fake that every single week. Goodbye.
Goodbye. So everyone's going to go get changed and everything. And then Sierra tells us that they're going to be throwing a surprise party for Jesse. It's a cancer-free party and everything. And she can't imagine how stressful it would be to have this, like, yearly scans, etc., like, weighing on him. So they're going to do that. And then meanwhile, now everyone's getting ready. We see Carl and Lindsay. And these two have literally, there's just literally no more love or passion between the two of them left. They're just, like, speaking in these pleasantries, just trying to avoid minefields as they talk about anything.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah?
You look very pretty. I like bell bottoms. You know that. She's like,
yeah, I do know that. You like bell bottoms.
I love bell bottoms.
Why do you like bell bottoms?
Why are you questioning me?
Do you have a vision for what you're going to wear tonight, Carl? Yeah, I mean, I just, like, it's going to be, like something on the top and something on the bottom.
Anything more than that?
Like, no, like, there's just a lot of questions. A lot of questions right now. Ha. Commercials. Here comes one
right now. It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning, multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So then they go to the restaurant and she's, I don't know, everyone's complimenting. This is literally like a whole show of people saying hello. I can't. So now they drive to the restaurant. They're like, hi, you parked. Oh my God, we're in the restaurant. Here we are. You look great. End the show. Just end the season. It's been a great season. I'm not complaining about the season, but yeah. Wrap it up.
They get in and they all like, you know, they cheer for Jesse. They have like balloons that are shaped sort of like his balls and everything. And he's like all happy and they're getting like specialty cocktails and shrimp cocktails, a lot of like penis ball jokes and everything like that. And they order all this food and Jesse's like, hey, I want to say I'm like extremely appreciative of you guys. And like, I'm so glad you guys like really showed me some love and cared about me. And so like, I wrote a little song. So you guys want to hear it?
It's called What Jesse Solomon Would Do. And then he literally sings
for like a 10-minute
song.
10 minutes?
Really? He did Hades Town. He did the entire Hades Town.
It was just like, it went on and on and on. And he didn't even bother memorizing his own lyrics. So he's sitting there singing off of his phone.
And just, how dare you? I'm a phone singer.
Did you sing off your phone at the...
Yes.
Well, never mind then.
I always sing off my... Well, actually, I knew the words this time. But it's a crutch. You don't always have a crutch, guys. Mm. You never know. You just never know. We're in a world of karaoke. Okay? I don't want to get caught up there. I've been ruined by karaoke. But yeah, he sings off his notes. He does the whole show. It's cute.
It's cute. It goes on a long time. I'm like kind of embarrassed. Like, the other people in the restaurant, like, you can tell they weren't actual diners because I think anyone would be turning around and being like, who is this person singing a song to this group of people? Like, but instead, everyone's just, like, pretending to eat their food. I was like, that's not an authentic restaurant. Those are not real diners. Those are PAs. Those are interns who've been told to sit in there to make it look like a real restaurant.
Because a real restaurant would be, like, 20 Katie Maloney's. Like,
and everyone would be taking, everyone would have their cameras out. And, yeah, exactly.
Not having it, including me. So he does that, which is cute. Jesse, here's the thing about Jesse. Jesse seems like really nice, I guess, in a way. He seemed like a total douche at first. Then he seemed kind of nice. Now we're all like, we like him. Because also, you know, he's got a storyline of like, poor guy. You know, he's going through a lot. But he's like that kid. When I was a kid, my parents would always be like, oh, Ronnie loves to sing. And they'd like make me get up there. And it was always so mortifying. And I just wanted to put my head in a trash can. And my cousins would make fun of me. But they made me do it every single time. Jesse's the kid who wanted to do that. Jesse's the kid whose parents is like, you want to sing? And he's like, hello! You know, that makes me hate him and resent him. And I can't help it. I get that it's projection from my own childhood, but Rhonda wishes that you were her child, so have at it.
My only thing with Jesse is that I just wish his voice were better. Like, he has, like, a nice voice. And I said before, I said he has the voice of, like, a cantor at a synagogue. But, like, he went to school for, like, vocal jazz performance or something like that. I just want his voice to be like amazing. Like if you studied, like I want that voice to be like on, right? And it's not.
I don't know. I think his handsomeness just blind. I don't remember ever what his voice sounds like, but his handsomeness blinds him. And I like that both of the summer houses have kind of mediocre singers trying to win people over.
Oh yeah,
you know, because on the other one we've got that John Legend's cousin.
Yeah, I mean, Jesse's a great addition. He is so handsome, and he seems so nice. But the other shoe's going to fall. Next season, I guarantee, he's due for a bad edit.
I hope he cheats with Amanda. That's my, especially after reading all of the internet conspiracy theories, because I think that he has chemistry. Who did I say he had chemistry with?
Amanda. No, Sierra. You were saying Sierra.
No. Oh, yeah, Sierra. I was saying Sierra. Yeah, good memory. Even when you said it didn't click with me. But yeah, I said Sierra. He's got energy with Sierra. But people on the internet are saying he has a lot of energy with Amanda, and that would be a fun affair. And I think the whole internet would be behind that, actually.
Yeah. So now it's after this dinner party. Everyone's coming back. It's like 1 a.m. The door is stuck yet again. Yet again, the door is stuck. And everyone's just sort of filtering into the house. So Carl and Lindsay go to their room, and they're pretending like they love each other. Carl's like, hey, you all right? Why don't you put your arms around me? Come closer. Put your weight on me. Oh.
And he's grabbing her butt and they're giggling. Like, he's like, wow, you don't feel like cardboard today. Oh, wait a minute. Wrong Lindsay. Wrong Lindsay. Whoa, Hawkway. Sorry. Can I get the Blockbuster store Lindsay back? I'll be right.
So now it's the morning. Now it's Saturday morning. I'm so glad we saw them all walk into the house and then say little
they're things. Like, hi, house. Hi. Hi. We're back in the house. You look great. Let me go to bed tonight. Look
your outfit. And we see the sun come up. I'm like, great. You know, we did come back from commercial. We could have just started in the morning, but that's okay. So everyone is making their beds. And so West is asking, you know, just being cute with Sierra, offering to get her stuff. And Carl and Lindsay seem like they're doing okay. It's just like people waking up. It's so funny because I was like, this episode was so good. But when you actually read through the notes, it's like now they're waking up. And now they're waking up.
Now they're waking up again. I mean, it is kind of summer house, but like, come on. Okay, so then Kyle and West and Jesse are all talking, and they're in bed together. And Jesse's like, it's going to be so weird now that you have a job now, Wes. That's just crazy. And he's like, yeah, I was, you know, I was doing stuff. I just, like, you know, I just didn't have a job. I'm just a little boy. And Kyle's like, yeah, you're just going horseback rides on Tuesdays. That's what I heard. You're going to horseback rides with girls.
Yeah, hey, what's the future plans for you and Sierra? Are you going to put a label on it? He's like, oh, well, you know, we talked about that on the horseback ride, and I was trying to, like, define it, and I was just, like, sounded like such a stupid fucking idiot, and I could tell she was like, what the fuck is this guy saying, am I right? And then it cuts to the girl.
I think she heard you saying what you were saying. You were saying, I want to romance you until you fuck me, and I don't want to date you at all.
Yes.
But have fun meeting my mom, because she's met everybody that I fucked, and I don't care.
So then the girls are talking about it, and Sierra's like, yeah, it was good. I mean, we had a semi-serious conversation. It ended with, like, him. I asked him if he was talking to other bitches, and he was like, yeah, I'm texting other people. And I was like, okay. And Amanda's like, and then you punched him in the dick, because that's what I would have done.
And Paige is like, I've watched you in other relationships, and right now you're in that spot where you're either like, I'm about to put a wall up and be like, fuck off, or you're going to fall really hard, or you're just going to fly to Charleston anyway.
I'm at the point in my relationship where I just, when I get a straw at a restaurant, I take the paper and I roll it into a little ball and throw it at Craig's eye.
I'm at that point in my relationship where when the waiter comes and they say, what do you want? I say, not to move in with Craig. And then I watch him cry for a while. And it's delicious.
I'm at the point of our relationship where when the waiter then says, may I tell you about the specials? And I say, let me guess, is one of the specials a meal with stupid? Because that's what I'm doing right now.
My favorite thing to tell the waiter is, please don't even try to serve me chicken. I've had so much of it. I'm really sick of it. I never want to see chicken again for the rest of my life. And then I watch Craig cry.
It's so funny.
It's hilarious.
Even the waiter laughs.
Old Navy. Just kidding.
She doesn't even try anymore. So they're talking about how, like, you know, like on the one hand, Wes will be like, oh, I want you to meet the parents. But he's, like, so casual about it. And that he's just, like, a jokester all the time. Everything is a joke. Everything is funny. And Amanda's like, yeah. And then, like, you're, like, the biggest joke. And Sierra's like, whoa.
I know, but Sierra earned that from Amanda.
Yeah.
She's like, do you feel like you have any identity outside of Kyle? I don't.
So yeah, now Sierra's basically like, they're like, what, imagine like what will happen if like this whole summer like it's just like all a big prank or whatever. And Sierra's like, that's gonna like make me cry right now. And Paige is like, oh my god, don't cry, laugh, because we're laughing, we've been laughing at you all summer long, it's really fun.
Yeah, I kind of feel for Sierra, but you know, I just really like her, so I guess that's why I feel for her, because the sensible part of me is like, you're not going to fall in love in Summer House. You know what I mean?
Right.
I know it's happened. Look who it's happened for. Amanda and Kyle. There's... Rough. Lindsay and Carl.
Rough.
That's it. That's like literally it. So, I mean, Craig and Paige. So that's good.
But he's from a different franchise. That's he's not true.
He's from a different... Yeah.
I don't think there's been any other love story that's really come out of this show that's been... I think
Corey and Sam... Yeah, I don't think these hookup shows are where to find your love, you know? But she's nursing now. I think she's a nurse again, so that's where to find it. Yeah. Girl, doctors, nurses, patients. I mean, there are so many rich people who are intelligent and loving who have heart attacks. You know what I mean? Get one of them. Get them while they have a bedpan, you know? Get them while they're down. That's what I say.
So then everyone goes in the kitchen. They're all having breakfast, and they're talking about they're going to decorate because they're having a party this weekend. It's an end of the world party. It's like a Mad Max apocalyptic, post-apocalyptic thing. For a moment, I literally looked up. I was like, is Furiosa, is that a Universal movie? Because I was like, if this is like a tie-in for Furiosa, I'll be like, that is the most ridiculous thing. And they're like, okay, well, listen, we are going to be releasing a new Mad Max movie, and we want, for corporate synergy, we want to make sure your summer house party is a corporate tie-in with this movie. But they did not. It's actually a Warner Brothers movie. This is a journey that I went on my own. I don't think it's very compelling to people. But I'm letting you know, for a moment, I really thought this was Bravo doing another ridiculous thing like that.
Well, yeah, because really they could use Furiosa on any show, because literally they've got so many Furiosas on these shows, you know, just like throw in a Teresa clip.
I would love to see the cast of Summer House like in the middle of Mad Max, just trying to like fend for themselves and be on like a truck while other like people on sticks are bouncing back and forth and throwing bombs at them.
No, it's actually the perfect theme for the Hub House wedding.
It was the Hub House wedding.
Okay, girl, you're going to be on this stick, and I'm going to be on this stick, and the sticks are going to come together, and we're going to kiss, and then a truck's going to go right through us, and then there'll be a guy on a guitar, like, on the front of the truck. It'll be great.
So, now everyone's having breakfast, and Kyle's like, guys, are we going to send it, or are we going to send it? What are we going to do? Are we going to send that? Are we going to send it? And Danielle's like, we're going to fucking send it! Dick! Dick!
Dick! Dick! Dick was the original name of her app.
Dick!
You can't do that. Okay. Dawn!
Dick. It just shows you what dick goes with which dick. Just show all the dick that you want. Take pictures of all the dick you want, and it's going to match up a dick.
So now they're decorating for this party, and they're taking, like, doll parts and dangling them everywhere, and Paige is like,
I don't know what we're doing. Like, making a necklace with baby parts? Like, how did we find ourselves here? Is it because we went to Old Navy? Is this what happens? It is sort of the end of the world when I step into Old Navy. Makes sense.
So then Danielle's like, it looks kind of sick, I'm not going to lie. You know, Paige is like, oh God, that means this is terrible. I'm embarrassed. I'm going back to the city.
And Carl's like, oh, we're not getting the security deposit back.
Oh. Of course, I'm talking about my wedding venue. I just got the news. I don't know if you realize, I called off the wedding. I haven't told anyone yet.
Don't worry about the ring. It was never real.
So now Carl and Kyle sit down in the front room in Club Send It, daytime. Club Send It during the day. Day is basically a WeWork.
We send it.
Yeah, it's just we send it. So they sit down.
We fax it.
Yeah, we're going to sit down. We have a meeting here. We send it.
Yeah.
And so they sit down. And Carl's like, well, I feel like this is obviously not the ideal situation. Aww.
I'm covered in sweat. I'm building for the party, but I did wear my formal white pants. Yeah. So.
So Carl's like, I've been thinking about this for a while. And if you think back to like some of our conversations even last year when I was like kind of like, you know, you were on your way out. I was kind of dangling this like non-alc because I thought things have been like taking off for a while now. And I always thought like this could become like a full circle moment for us, you know?
Yeah, well, Loverboy was like an extension of you and Amanda, and I think that non-alc could be an extension of me. It could really show my personality. Like, I did nothing to come up with it. I'm going to put no work into it. I just kind of show up and expect to be handed money. Yeah. So,
wait a second. I'm looking over my notes. Have I been saying non-alc all this time, or is this non-work? Because I'm down for non-work. So Kyle's like, yeah, so I wanted to give you something like to at least like mull over, you know? I was like, y'all. And so in the background, Lindsay walks through the house and she overhears, right? But then she just walks through. She doesn't interrupt. She's just like going around. I'm sure she can hear, you know, because that house is designed that way that everyone can hear everything.
She's like, whoops, I'm so sorry to interrupt your meeting. I just wanted to set my phone right here. Okay, bye.
So as you may remember from the car, Carl said that he wants to have a consulting fee and a commission on everything. So Kyle says, he's like, yeah, I'm thinking like I'll give you a small monthly stipend, like a retainer, and then like you can have recurring revenue and like $3,000 a month. He's like, yeah, I'm just taking some notes right now. I'm like a very like corporate person right now who likes to work, so I'm just going to take some notes. Yeah, it's like, Carl, I think you're just filling out a Hinge application. Oh, yeah, whoops, sorry.
So,
It's not a big lift, Carl, but like you're literally working with us about marketing directions and any event you come to, $2,000, we'll pay your way. And then, yeah, like 10% of sales, and that's merch, that's non-alc, just to get you back in the swing of things like, you know, posting. But I want you to be able to like track your impact. You know what I mean?
And then like from time to time, like when do you expect like, wait, hold on, I got a question because I'm really corporate and I do work. Here's my question. When do I start? Now here's the thing. The reason why I come down so hard on Carl about these things is that I totally do this in interviews. Like if I actually, I used to always pre-write all my questions because that would keep me on track. But like lately I'm like, I'm an adult. I don't need to like pre-write anything. And now anytime I go to an interview for anything, I always am like, And then afterwards I'm like, oh shit. I forgot to ask every single question that I need to ask, you know? Yeah. So, like, I get how it's, like, easy to, like, forget how to ask questions. But also, like, Carl, you should ask questions.
I don't think he has any.
That's the thing.
I think he's just like, give me whatever, I'll take whatever. And then I can just get mad if some, you know, like, you're handing me money, I'll take it.
Sure.
And it does sound like a pretty good deal. I mean, it depends on how many live events there are a month. But $2,000 per live event?
Yeah. And so Carl, Kyle's basically like,
I'm trying to add it up in my head, but I don't know. Basically, yeah. He has to do nothing but show up. And then he says something about posting, like, we'll get you back in the swing of things like posting. So I imagine a lot of this is just like, we're paying you X amount a month just to have this on your Insta.
So he's getting $3,000 a month, which is actually less than $1,000 a week. That's like $850.
To post probably a certain amount of times on his Insta, right?
Right. That's just like the retainer fee is like $850 a week, which is... minimum wage is what, probably about 500 a week, 600 a week. So it is pretty low.
Well, it's low, but considering he's not doing anything, but going, basically he's being paid to go promote at events.
Yeah.
That's it.
Essentially. And it's also like only for a certain segment of this, like what is going to be Loverboy. So either way, so Kyle basically says, this is what I'm thinking about. And Carl's like, y'all, let me just take some notes. And when would I start? Okay, great. He doesn't like.
Can I just say it's a little late to be on the flavored water. It's a little late to be on the Sprint strain, but good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with Bublé. Did you notice that they kept posting Bublé?
I was like, is this the new crib? They showed like an extreme close up, which is either like, it's either a sponsor or it's like, it's so shitty. They're like, yeah, they have, Loverboy has a non-alc. Here's the non-alc that's actually paying our bills.
Yeah, it seemed like they were doing it on purpose, which is weird. But yeah, I don't know. The guys are kind of trash recently and always on and off, always on this show. But I like the people on this show in general.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't want to see them fail. Like, I don't want to see the business.
We've met a majority of them and they've all been like really nice people.
Yeah, I don't
want
to be like, oh yeah, I want everybody to fail. This is all stupid. But it is late for being on a soda thing, and I think Carl needs to, like, go get a real job and prove himself. Like, you can't just rely on your friend giving you fucking influencer work for the rest of your life. Go do something, dude. Make an effort.
Well, it was just such a passive conversation. I actually don't fault Kyle on this. Kyle's like, here's what my vision is. And I think what we don't see – and again, we fully understand this is a reality show and things are edited out. There may have been a much larger conversation that was had. But what we don't really see is – Carl putting forth his vision at all. I'm just going, oh, okay, I'm just going to write some notes. All right, great, when do I start? And it's like, oh, come on, Carl. You have to be a little bit more proactive.
You just, you know.
About what to do.
And some people just aren't, and that's okay, too. You know, you're just not with the right person.
Yeah.
So then they're still decorating, et cetera, and then it's really like, hey, hi, are you decorating? I'm decorating. Hey, neighbor, are you decorating? I'm decorating as well. So now Wes and Jesse are talking about the surprise party. Jesse was so grateful for it, etc. And then
he felt like he couldn't really make any big decisions in his life until he found out what was going on. Because like when you're, you know, like when you've got cancer, you get put into this like circuit of like doctor, 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 visit, 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 visit. And then when you're not in it, you can like go off and be free. So now he's like, I get to be free, get to live life. It was, you know, it's a nice sentiment. It's nice.
I'm bored. So then Paige and Amanda and the girls are getting ready basically. And they're putting on crazy outfits, like apocalypse outfits. And Paige is like, in an alternate universe, I'm like an emo chick. Gross.
Also, apparently in an alternate universe, I'm an Old Navy chick. And unfortunately, we stepped into that universe for like a second this season. And I
was terrified.
One thing has changed, my clothes. One thing that has not changed, Amanda's still really pathetic. But I love her.
So everyone's putting makeup on and makeup on. And now we go to a Carl and Lindsay scene. So Carl and Lindsay are in their room. And they're putting on their outfit and everything. Lindsay's putting on her boots. And
God, these two hate each other's guts. It's so funny watching them try to have a romantic scene. Because they're wearing costumes. So Carl's like got chains on his.
And wait, why is Carl dressed like apocalyptic Michael Jackson right now? Right? He's wearing like the black blazer with like the ringleader sort of
like fringe stuff,
fringe and everything.
Like fringe, yeah, like metal fringe.
Like Michael Jackson's uniform. But it's like apocalyptic, so it's like torn and it's open.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I can hear you coming from a mile away. Like, yeah. Not pretending she doesn't want to murder him for his fucking dangles. Because, you know, she's like, why are you getting dangles? Why are you dressed like Michael Jackson?
This is not apocalyptic. This just looks like a ringleader who just got into a car accident. And he's like, yeah, I know you hear my little dangles.
Dingle, dingle. Dingle, dingle.
Hey, you need a hand with the boots? Yeah, I've got, like, a really good vision, so I'm, like, thinking, like, you get a consulting fee, and then, like, you know, an extra $200 for every shoelace that I untie. I don't know.
So she's like, so, this is so fun talking about dangles, but how was your meeting with Kyle? Just asking casually, not that I really care.
And he goes, yeah, I saw you walk by, which is his way of being like, were you eavesdropping? Why were you eavesdropping? This is my big boy moment.
Yeah, I had to look around for the bunny to make sure it wasn't boiling Glenn clothes.
And then she's like, yeah, I didn't want to like interrupt or distract you, which is my way of saying no, that I didn't interrupt or distract you. And I kept doing it, letting you have your big boy moment.
I don't know. I hope you didn't hear me muttering, don't fuck this up, stupid, as I passed, but I was.
Yeah, I was like totally, I wasn't paying attention to you guys because I was filling out your resume on monster.com. That's all.
So he's like, oh, yeah, I mean, it was, I thought, oh, a very positive conversation. I don't know if your listening devices felt so, but, you know, we talked about, you know, what a monthly retainer would be, like $3,000. And I'm not going to be an employee of Loverboy. I'm going to be consulting for Loverboy for the non-alc product. Like, oh, and she goes,
so like he would outsource your services?
Well, I could clarify that again, but, I think I told him that.
I was like, oh.
Carl, if you're going to be a consultant, yes, he's outsourcing your services.
But why is it also like a issue? I think, Carl, the thing is, I just want Carl to say, that wasn't my interpretation of it, but maybe I'll go ask Mal, whatever. And there's something about, they're so, I guess my version is the exact same as his version, but there's just something so annoyingly weak about him being like, oh, yeah, but I could clarify that. Just say like, just say, maybe, I don't know, it doesn't really matter. The point is I'll be consulting, you know? Like, there's something about like, oh, well, I could clarify that because you told me to clarify, so I'm being a good boyfriend right now.
You're getting a $3,000 a month fee to consult, and you're getting $2,000 an event. So if she's saying he's outsourcing, yes, he's not an employee. He just said that. I don't understand. I don't understand this conversation.
And I don't understand why he can't be like, I don't understand why he can't live in that, right? Like, why he can't say, yeah, I wouldn't be an employee, I'd be a consultant. Because the reason why he can't live in that is because he's probably afraid that she's going to say, so you don't really have a job, right? You're just a consultant. Well, I mean, a consultant is a job, but you're not like hired full time.
Right.
This is a provisional job or whatever. So he's like, yeah, I guess I could clarify that. So she goes, but remember how when we were in the car, I was like, make sure you clarify.
And he's like, yeah, well, I explained the Radke boys. I did.
Okay.
I did.
And she's like, yeah, so did you clarify?
He's like, yeah. So now he's like, I could clarify. And then she's like, so did you? She's like, yeah, no, I did clarify. It's like,
but what was the I explained the Radke boys part? I don't remember that.
Because
the Radke boys is what he does have now. That's his, like, not...
Is it like a non-profit or something?
Well,
like that,
it's... It seems we read his website. Remember when we were reading his website?
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. It's something like he goes and gives speeches, or he gives like seminars on being sober or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. I mean, doing something positive, you know, with your sobriety. I will say it's probably not a great idea to bank everything in your entire personality and business on one thing about you, like sobriety. You know what I mean? But I don't know.
He's just like, I think
it's good that he's doing something positive, I guess.
But. Yeah, I think he's just in that period of his life where, like, that's like everything. That's all.
It's like your single focus or whatever. Oh, I'm glad he got a picture of his white pants in there.
I know.
On that website.
So I don't know. I think whatever the Radke Boys is, it looks like it's some wellness and advocacy. Is probably some. He probably wants to, like.
It's, I'm not assuming, very when firm. It's about as direct as you would think it would be. It's like, what is this?
Yeah,
we read all the copy a few weeks ago.
We have to imagine that when he says this, it's like, okay, he's gonna like weave in this non-alc product with his Radke Boys, whatever like speech circuit he wants to be on, etc. So. Lynn Carl's like, yeah, so it'll be like $2,000 an appearance. And Lindsay's like, okay, and like, how many appearances? Is there like a cap? And he goes, no cap, which I felt like was a lie. Oddly, I felt like he didn't know what to say.
It wasn't specified. He's just answering, no cap. He's answering even though he doesn't
know. He's just trying to get to the end of the conversation, yeah. Interrogation. He's like, no cap, commissions on sales. And she goes, okay, so sorry, it's just like specific to like the non-alcoholic product? He's like, yeah, only non-alcoholic. Okay. She's like, she can tell he's totally lying now. He did not ask these questions, and now he's just like,
well, I think he did say non-alcoholic, though. Kyle did say 10% of non-alcoholic.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, yeah, he's going to be creating underneath the Loverboy company a subsidiary, and then that's a non-alcoholic problem. And she's like, okay. And he goes, and I'm going to get equity. She goes, okay, and did you talk about how much equity? And he's like, no. She's like, so did you guys like negotiate in this conversation? He's like, no, we did not. He was ensuring things that like it was in line with what I was thinking. So like I've got nothing in writing. So when he has something in writing, then you can like, that's when I can think about it. And when I say I think about it, I mean you sit there with a red pen and then write emails to Kyle about what you want, and then I say, she's so mean to me. Please give her what she wants.
Now, here's the thing. Carl has a very... There's something that Carl could say that's, like, very reasonable here, which is, like, listen, this was just, like, a general meeting. This was a general getting just, like, he was, like, just gauging to see where we both are, not getting too much into specifics, just getting a sense if this is a path forward. We want to have follow-up meetings, maybe ones that are off-camera that don't have all the details, and then we're going to get into nitty-gritty, and then we'll see if this is truly the right place.
Yeah, this is a general, like, and it's looking good.
That's it. That's all he has to say. Because, you know, Lindsay is, like, very alpha, and she's like, I need to know right away how much equity, how much do I get, what are my hours, what da 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 da, which is fine, but, like, he just is, like, he just has to be, like, look, I know you want all these details. This was just like a, you know, putting a finger in the water, or finger in the air, in the water, on the air, wherever, you know, can go
the right. Water than the air. And then you're like, oh my God, is the air colder? Or is it my finger? So, how does that work?
So she's like, I just like worry sometimes, like with you guys talking and putting your finger in the water in the air. Like, you guys just like both kind of like beat around the bush. And like every single time you talk, and by you guys both beat around the bush, I mean basically like Kyle takes advantage of you because he knows he can.
And, yeah, Carl's like, well, back to what I mean, do you want to talk to him? Yeah, maybe she should at this point, because she knew what you were going to fucking do, and you did exactly what she thought. You walked in there, you acted like you were typing things. He knows paper says flurgity, hergity, burgity, dug.
It does. And, which we know exactly what that means, because we just went to Sweden.
Yeah, we know what it means now.
It means look great, by the way.
So, yeah. Swedish. So, now, she's like, no, I don't want to talk to him. So then... She's like, I'm just trying to understand how this conversation went and what happened in the conversation. He's like, and I will.
And the only way I can do that is by asking questions.
Well, no, like, I feel like I'm trying to describe it. And sometimes, like, I mean, it feels like an interrogation. Cha-chong.
Well, everything I do comes across like I'm criticizing you, so I feel at a loss. And meanwhile, Lindsay's also, like, doing her hair, and, like, her rage is coming through her hands because she's, like, pulling her hair back so tight. Like, this fucking guy.
Well, I feel pretty excited about something, and I understand where you're coming from, but, like, I'm just hoping for a little more, yeah, that's awesome. Like, I'm here to help you in any way I can. Like, let's just have a good party and move on.
Yeah, that's awesome, but, like, I'm here to help you any way I can, and, like, let's just, like, have a party and move on.
Yeah, she's sarcastic.
Oh, yeah, she's saying it just like awesome. That. Let's just have a party and move on. And he's like, oh, that was really genuine. Oh. She goes, listen, if you haven't come to a decision and you're saying you still have a lot that you want to talk about, you know? And he's like, well, I need to think about what we talked about. Not that I can remember any of it, because all my notes are just blurty, blurty, blurty.
Oh, my God. So she's like, oh, my God, what am I supposed to be excited about? You've done nothing. Which, you know, is annoying. It's like, it's annoying listening to the same thing over and over, but like, it gets annoying him not doing anything. This couple just needs to break up. Like,
yeah, listen, and Lindsay is not like totally innocent here. Like, no. Her line of questioning is tinged with like a lot of judgment, and that can be like very uncomfortable. Like, if you're just like, if you're scared of someone and they come in, like, that's a, like a lot, you know, but yeah,
you're 40.
The girl's 40.
And you can't be like, I'm so scared of everything. And Carl, I still feel like Carl knows what he's doing, and all he has to do is be direct and do what you said, which is, babe, it was a first meeting. We'll figure out the rest later. It's a party weekend. I'm not worried about it.
I think that she would actually like that. I think she would like that.
She'd be like, okay, but he's doing it. He's answering in a way that's like
some little bit of truth. And like, it's like he's sort of demurring and like, it's like giving a little bit. And then she's like, well, is this the full story? So I've got to ask another question to find out what he really means. Instead of just giving like a straightforward, like, this is what it was.
And when she says, remember in the car when you said you would clarify? That means they had the conversation where she's like, okay, you're going into this meeting. What are you going to do? You're going to ask how much equity you're going to get. You're going to ask exactly if there's a cap on this thing. You're going to ask this. You're going to ask this. So now she's going over it with him, and it sounds like she's like ripping him apart, but she's going over all the questions they've already gone over in the car, and he didn't do any of them. Yeah. You know, it's like, what the fuck, bro? So she's like, this is exhausting. And I think I heard America say, yes.
Yes, it is. Wrap it up.
So now the party is starting and people are arriving and it's like fun and lots of like, you know, like silliness. Sierra's manager, Derek, shows up. My friend reminded me that if Derek looks familiar, that's because he was on the A-List New York. So there's something for anyone who remembers that. Do you remember that show?
I remember it was on.
Yeah, it's bad. So people are coming. A lot of West friends.
The only one I remember is like Versace's boyfriend.
Well, there was. Oh, yeah.
Was it Versace's boyfriend?
Was it Bruno?
Versace died a long time ago.
Andrew Canana was on it.
That's the serial killer.
No, Riken was on it, and then Riken had his boyfriend, who's like the Brazilian guy.
It was the designer's boyfriend, remember? And he's like, he told me I could do whatever I wanted as long as I didn't do it in his home, and he caught me doing it in his home, and then he got rid of him. He was like the little hot one.
Yeah.
He was like the nightmare. He was throwing drinks on everybody, and he was just a mess.
That show was a mess. So everyone is like, it's just like party times. Everyone's doing silly things, little vignettes. So, West goes up to Sierra at one point and he's like introducing her to friends and everything. And he's basically like, he tells us a whole spiel that like, you know, like Sierra and I do like each other, but like we met in this house and like, that's like, we just, all we know is this house. And like, I feel like we have to like intertwine in each other's lives, like see how our friends get along, and that like, no, if you like someone, you like someone, and like it's a nice bonus if they get along with your friends. But like,
I just
you
don't
can't
understand the whole jump to marriage. I don't understand why it seems like either we're fucking and not dating at all, or we're married.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. I just don't see how they're looking at it. You know, but I get what she's saying, like just kind of not going into hookup culture, which I'm totally down with. I think that that's great. It's like refreshing to hear that. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand what the confusion is. If you're not into that, and then just stop flirting with her and stop taking her on horse dates.
Yeah.
And saying you want her to meet your parents, you fucking weirdo. So yeah, I don't trust him and his baby voice. I say it every week. Just had to say it this week because I know that I'm correct. Yeah. So then we go to Paige.
The girls are watching.
Yes. And Gabby, I think, calls it. She's like, you know, their first fight is going to be because he's so fucking social. And that's true.
Yeah. And Paige is like, yeah, Wes is like so social. Like he's as social as Amanda is sad. That was fun for me. That joke.
That was.
wait, let me try it again. Wes is as social as Craig is just like stupid. God, two for two. Yeah.
And being social is not a bad thing, but that's too much. It's like everybody's your best friend except you. He's your everyone's best friend except yours.
Oh, and yet I'm alone with the most social man in the world.
Okay, so West is now introducing her to more friends and all that stuff. And then
Danielle and Joe, the balloon guy, are flirting. Joe's like, yo, your lips are so soft. And she goes, yeah, well, the only thing, I guess, not hardened by the apocalypse, that's a reference to your dick.
Yeah, it's pretty hard. You could twist this thing into the Elephant Man right now, eh?
Hey, Toots. Thanks for calling me, Toots.
Then Wes touches Paige's boobs. And then Lindsay's inside. She starts pouring herself some booze in a like in that kind of like sitcom way where she like pours like a lot and gives like a face like, I'm gonna need this. And Sierra's like, are you okay? She's like,
oh, it's just the same fucking like thing. I mean, it's just like simple communication, like simple conversations that seem to be so hard for Carl. And it's like, I can't even ask you the questions about this. Like the next step in your career, like what can I ask you questions about?
As Sierra's just giving that look like... I came to the kitchen because I hate my life, not to also hate your life. Can I just hate one life at a time, please?
She's like, do you feel like Carl is ready to get married? And this is my way of saying, you guys aren't going to get married, right? Yeah.
She goes, yeah. And Lindsay's like, I think he's ready to get married. I just don't think he's ready to be an adult.
Which, so then are exactly. you ready to get married then,
He's ready to get married and be a stay-at-home dad and have you do the rest of the stuff. And by stay-at-home dad, I mean he's going to stay at home and also expects you to pay for a nanny because he ain't doing that shit all day.
Now, this is where I'm like critical of Lindsay, where it's like, Lindsay, you are now acknowledging that Carl is not ready to be an adult. So why are you going down this path?
But she knows. That's the thing that's so frustrating. She's just settling. She knows that she's settling.
I know. You know? She knows.
She's like basically coming over on the Mayflower. She's like, I'm settling. I'm going to make the best of it. I've got some poison blankets in my bag. And we're just going to make this happen.
Could this go wrong? Perhaps. Could we all get sick? Yes. Could some of us wind up being accused of witchery? I don't know. I guess perhaps. But like,
I'm 40. But I'm settling.
I need to be in Massachusetts right now.
Put some turkey feathers on this baby head. Okay, we're having it. I don't care what happens. But yeah, she's full on settling, and it's not going to work.
Yeah. So Lindsay's like, yeah, I mean, like, do you want me in the role where I'm like not an advice giver? Because I don't give my opinion and I don't ask questions. Because to me, that's like a stepper wife. And like, you better make a fucking lot of money to support this ass if you want me to be mute in this relationship. That shit is not me.
And Sierra's like, okay, let's go to the party. This has been fun. It's like, maybe I should go, like, talk to Carl and be like, dude, I'm going to try to, like, have yet another conversation. Please don't. We don't know what needs you to have another conversation with Carl right now. Please just stop. Your conversation right now needs to be, you didn't take my suitcase home. You've never respected me. You never will. I'm leaving you, you fucking man child. Good luck ever getting those white pants cleaned again. Have fun living with your mother for the rest of your life. Tell Sharon hi.
So Lindsay walks up to Carl outside. He's like, oh, hey, can I introduce you to some people? This is Claire, and this is Fiona. We call her Fi. So I guess it's almost like I've got Claire and Fi. Claire and Fi? I guess I kind of did it already, huh, Lindsay?
I guess. Was it Claire?
Why are you asking him so many questions? I told you.
I'm pretty sure it's Claire. You. Like, I could clarify it with her if you want.
Yeah, I like it. My name's Stephanie. Carl!
Hey, Equity, could you come here? Look, I just asked for Equity. So,
Lindsay, I just like want your support. Be like, that's exciting. You made friends. Like, I know this is hard for you. And like,
you don't even know their names.
But I could find out their names. I mean, I don't know.
Did you find out their names?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, I did. Carl, would you like a drink?
Does it have a cap on it? Look, Lindsay, I did it.
So Kyle's talking to Amanda and Paige, and he's like, I talked to Carl, and they're like, about what, Kyle?
He's like, oh, I presented a very flexible arrangement where he gets multiple rev shares, and I'm like, oh my god, Amanda's kissing me. I got a boner. Jam boy. Jam boy.
I just feel like the easiest way to get him back involved and give him something that he's, like, excited to pursue. And I just feel like Lindsay is just, like, trying to literally shoot everything down. I'm like, see, this is what
you guys do. This is what you guys fucking do. You tag team them. You tag team these girls.
Lindsay's literally not shooting anything down. What she's shooting down is the idea that Carl may be going into an arrangement with not all the information and not with the best... he's not going in, he's just sort of running into it without doing his research, making sure he's in his best possible position, and that's frustrating to her, and especially if he's going back to a company where he had a lot of trouble. So it's not that Lindsay's just shooting down ideas because she has a vision for Carl, like I want you to take this job. It's because Carl is coming to her with like half answers and unclear ideas of what it's going to be, and she's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you couldn't, don't rush into this, like, put some thought into it.
So Paige is like, yeah, we've all been supportive of both sides, and I think that they're gonna get married, but I don't think they should. It's like Old Navy. It's there, but why?
Hold on. I'm getting a voice memo from Ariana. This is weird. Hey, oh, let's listen.
You in danger, girl.
You in danger, girl.
Wow, that was so nice of Ariana to quote ghost like that.
So Lindsay sits Carl down again and is like, Carl, I don't want to do what we normally do, which is fine, but I just want to say, like, I'm just asking you to clarify things because you don't clarify things, and why don't you clarify things? And I'm just, like, trying to ask questions, and I'm like, and then you're mad at me because I'm interrogating you, and I'm like, what?
But that was even a question.
Which one?
You ended it in an interrogating question. You said, what?
It's no. It's like I feel like in that moment, it's like the question after question to me when I'm just like trying to share with you. And I just, it felt like a little interrogative. And like a big thing.
Is that the word, interrogative?
It's a lot of questions, Ronnie. So like a big thing.
That's interrogative.
That's like a lot. So it's like, if you're going to ask that, like I just need more softness. Like a big thing that I'm hoping for and needing in this relationship is like sometimes for you to be less inquisitive and questioning, but more like softness and like tenderness. That's what I want. Yeah.
You know what? Basically, I'm looking for you what I'm looking for from a chicken nugget. Softness and tenderness and a little bit of honey mustard. That's all.
But, like, why do I need to be soft and tender?
It's like, because it's like something I'm asking in this particular thing, like, which is like a career choice and like figuring out, like, if this is the right thing. And, like, I'm asking for, like, some sensitivity given what has happened with my history with Kyle and his business. Can you understand that?
Yeah, but that's why she's asking questions, given the sensitivity of the past, of what's happened between you and Kyle and the business. So I'm glad you acknowledge that, because that clusterfuck is why she's asking you questions.
And she's like, yeah, that's why I'm asking you questions. Y'all, but okay. It's like, but you like, no, by the way, you know I ran my own PR firm. So like, you do know that, right? It's like, oh, yeah, trust me. You tell me all the time. You know.
Yeah, it's called PR. She's reminding you all the time. So he's like, but Lindsay, I don't need you to tell me about yourself when I'm asking about me. But again, you're an offensive.
She's like, Carl, like you offend me continuously, maybe like 50 times over the last week, and say that I need to be softer. I need to be softer. That is offensive.
Well, I'm sorry that you find the word.
I love that Lindsay is now like, that's abuse. She's like, that's bullying. You want me to be, you're saying I need to be softer? That's bullying. How dare you?
Because I think she's taking it like you're being a bitch. And she's probably like,
that's what he's saying. And she's like, that's so fucking offensive. And all, like, you know that I'm not like that. It's just funny to hear it come out that way. Like, and I need to be soft? That is offensive.
So like, and he's like, well, I just think that you said like a lot of offensive things to me too, but I'm not going to hold that against you. I'm like, you literally held everything
that you said against you. That's literally what you're doing right now, sir. And she's like, I'm not going to go tit for tat, Carl.
You, by the way, you literally went to your mom and stepdad to complain about the things that Lindsay said about you. And now you're going to say, oh, I don't hold it against you.
But Sharon does. And so does my stepdad. They're the bad guys. Not me.
Yeah.
So she's like, my intention wasn't to fight with you again. He's like, oh, this isn't fighting. This is a conversation. She's like, well, it is fighting. And he's like, oh, you're making it a fight because you just can't understand that I have feelings in this relationship too, and I have needs too, and it's not all about you. Soft, nice, and tender, nice.
There are like no feelings in regards to this.
He said, oh, so can you just like put your sword down for a second? Can you put your sword down? Like, I know that was like, just put it down.
Offending me, Carl.
Oh, stop offending me.
I'm not.
I'm not fighting you. This is not a fight, even though I'm just repeating what you said and turning it against you in return.
It's not a fight. He just cannot get a job. Like, this whole thing is he's turning it into everything else other than getting a job. It's like, you hurt my feelings, but my feelings are hurt, but I just need someone who's soft, but I just need someone who's tender. Get out of your bed and get a fucking job, okay?
But I'm just asking questions to help you think deeper about what your next steps are in your career, and which is, like, what a fucking partner does.
He's like, and I appreciate that. And by appreciate that, I mean I don't appreciate that whatsoever. And yeah, a fucking partner also gives hugs and says, hey, babe, I know this is a lot for you. Great.
Like, what is a lot? What is the lot for? Is the asking basic questions about what your job is going to entail? Like, this is like a lot for me right now, so just like give me like a moment.
You made an agreement at the beginning of the summer that you would take the summer, and by the end of this summer, you would have a business plan. That was your agreement. You said it yourself on the show. It is now the end of the summer, Carl. It's literally the apocalypse party, and now you're avoiding that by telling someone they're mean to you and they don't give you enough love. All because you've not come up with one fucking plan. And the only thing you have is what Kyle just handed you on a silver platter, and you didn't even take the fucking time to memorize that, you fucking loser.
What he's really mad about is not that she's not being quote-unquote soft and tender. He's mad that she sees through his pantomime of a job search right now.
Yeah.
That's what he's really... Because he doesn't want to do it. He's going to go through the motions to make it seem like he's doing something. But he's not actually doing anything. It's like when people on Below Deck pretend like they're working and they like move
really
quickly.
We all know that person.
Yeah.
Like when you wait tables, there's always the person who gets the job and they just walk circles around the restaurant. They never do anything. They might even hold a pitcher, but they never fill any
glasses. They never actually do anything.
They just walk back and forth.
So he says, he basically is like, you know, I just like, you know, I want like some acknowledgement. Like this is really hard and everything. And she's basically like... Why do I have to hug you for having a conversation?
And also, this is business you're talking about. It's not your fucking feelings, you know?
And it's going to get a lot harder once you actually start your job, which is what we said last week, which is like, if you think this is hard, if you think this is tough, if you think Lindsay's lack of support is tough, you think that these negotiations over your salary is tough, wait until you actually start a job, and then you'll see what tough interactions are.
So then Kyle, who's, you know, doing the whole, oh my God, the woman is a terrorist, is riling everybody else up, being like, do I need to break this up? What's going on over there? Poor Carl. Yes, it's fucking non-alk abuse, okay? Yeah. It's non-alk seltzer. It's Buble beatings that are happening over there.
Lindsay's like, do you not understand that, like, what you do and, like, the path that you choose, like, not only affects me, but it affects our life at home? Do you not understand this? He's like, no, I know. And it affects our relationship, and it affects, like, whatever.
So he finally, like, gets pissed off, and he's like,
this is a lot, okay?
And she's like, it is a lot. He goes,
it's a fucking lot.
Like, well, what is a lot? It's easy to say this is a lot, but what is a lot? That her asking, like, why don't you have details on this, Carl? We've been waiting all summer long. But he just can't deal with it.
But when Carl gets mad, I mean, when that mask slips, it's
so
like...
fun. I love when a mask slips on these shows.
It really does. I mean, his eyes are, like, glazed and red. He just looks so evil every time. That's why I will never buy the Carl 5.0s. Or what are we on now? Carl... It's season 14, so this has got to be Carl 13.0. No, this is season 8. It's episode 14. I was like, season 14? I was like freaked out. I was like, oh my God, speaking of crutches, get me one immediately.
There's been 14 seasons of Sun Damage, but it's actually only 8 seasons of show.
It's 40 years of age of aging on the face. But everybody, thank you. That was a rude way to end it. Sorry. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. London, we'll see you tonight. Dublin, we'll see you tomorrow. And Birmingham, we'll see you on Wednesday. And the rest of you, we'll just see you every
Monday.
Other damn day.
Yeah.
Okay? We sure love you guys. Go get our bonus episode. It is an airport snaps from the airport in Stockholm. It's super fun. And we'll try and do another one of those this weekend while we travel. And we love you guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie,
she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or You can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.